Now, in the past few minutes, the government has confirmed that 6,500 military personnel will be given the right to union representation. The Minister for Defence and Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, confirmed what is a historic and legally fraught development after today's cabinet meeting. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, has more on this. He's in our Dáil studio. Micheál, people will know that military personnel do have representative bodies, but this is something slightly different, presumably?
It is, and this would stem too, Brian, from that recent commission that looked at the future of the Defence Forces. It was one of its recommendations that those serving in the Defence Forces should be able to get involved in national pay talks, and today's announcement seems to pave the way for that. But it is a temporary arrangement that has already been offered to PD Fora and is likely to be offered quite soon to the other representative group, RACO. The Minister for Defence, though, saying that a longer term way of facilitating that still has to be worked out, because the state needs to be able to make sure it can direct its armed forces at any given time. So something in the longer term is going to have to take account of that. But it is a significant development, and it's likely to mean that the Defence Forces will be involved in those upcoming pay talks.
So they get a seat at the table in the pay negotiations, but not the right to strike, one presumes.
Absolutely, that seems to be very clear. So the longer term agreement around this is going to have to find a way of ensuring that on an ongoing basis from now on and all future pay talks, that the Defence Forces representatives will be at the table for that, but maybe will not have the full rights that other unions aligned to ICTO would have.
Right. And just on another issue, the Special Criminal Court, this is legislation which is renewed on an annual basis and it's going to be sent forward for that annual vote as a result of cabinet decision today, is that right?
Yes, the Justice Minister Helen McEntee seeking cabinet approval and getting it for the renewal of the Offences Against the State Act, and of course that includes the non-jury special criminal courts. Politically, what's always notable about this, particularly in recent times, has been how Sinn Féin votes or doesn't vote in the Dáil chamber. Today, once again, when it does come up for the vote, Ona Bhrinn of Sinn Féin saying today that the party will neither vote for or against it. Of course, last year it left the Dáil chamber when that vote was taking place, but it is significant perhaps that Sinn Féin at its last Ardéis said and did drop its outright opposition to those special criminal court non-jury trials, saying that in some instances, on rare occasions, they are needed, but the party unlikely and won't be voting for the current legislation until an independent review of the court is completed, and that's expected to happen in the autumn.
Right, and just finally, a historic decision in relation to union representation for military personnel, but also it would be, if it goes through, a historic move in relation to wards of court. It's been scrapped, this 19th century legislation.
Yes, dating back to the 19th century, and people become wards of courts when they can't take care of themselves. So now that moves to something new, takes its place, where they will be the full establishment of the decision support service. And that means that people will get advice and get help and reach agreements in whatever arrangements they come to with the courts.
All right. Micheál Lehane, political correspondent at Leinster House. Thank you for that.